I speak for democracy. And why am I doing so? Because I am an American, enjoying to the fullest the benefits of democracy. The greatness of this democracy is not to be found in the waters, the mines, the fields, or the mills, but must be sought in the hearts and the minds of the people. It isn't something that can be weighed or measured by any device yet known to man. It has a value that cannot be detected, yet has infinite value. We possess it here in America in such abundance that we might at times display an unpremeditated contempt for it. Yet other nations who have lost it find it impossible to regain. None of us could describe it in the same terms, yet each senses its power, its importance, and the conviction that it must be preserved at all costs. For want of better expression, let us call it the American way of life, for it can mean different things to different people. This way of life is like a gigantic tree with many branches extending in all directions. The tree, its branches, and its fruit give comfort and support to the weak, food to the hungry, strength to the small. The tree, like democracy, has fought for survival through the ages and shows scars resulting from mistreatment. When lacking water or sun for survival, it begins to wither, and such is democracy. There is no country in the world, nor any human being, who in its span of duration has not been affected by the many facets of democracy. Wars have been fought for it. Laws have been made for it. Schools are founded upon it. Rights have been declared for it. But in order to benefit the people, it must be guarded and protected by all who wish to share in it. Without help and support, democracy, as the tree, would die. Its many branches offer a hope and a promise to all people, for through democracy we can attain our only hope for lasting world peace, the brotherhood of man. This brotherhood will come about only through freedom and equality for each person. And so the greatest attribute democracy has is that it releases the full potential of each individual. Our characteristics as people living in a democracy show that we strive hard to do this, not only because we have the opportunity, but because it is our obligation to ourselves, our God, and our country. The key to this democracy we possess is our faith in the dignity and the worth of each human life, and our determination that in every phase of our society we shall build from the bottom up and not from the top down. The only true happiness is that which the individual creates for himself and values because it is his own. To fulfill his own ambitions and to satisfy the needs which are his own expression. That is the goal of each human being, and this can be accomplished only under democracy. It was once said that there is a destiny that makes us brothers, and none shall go his way alone. For that which we send into the lives of others comes back into our own. Democracy is our destiny, sending to each one of us and our coming generation a free sense of being that brings with it security and the knowledge that each and every man is equal. This destiny, democracy, has given us a rich inheritance. Our forefathers fought for it, and through them and democracy, we have been given the richness of the earth and its resources. Personal freedom, equality, justice. Working as a democracy, our union of states and nation of people can work together to create and to achieve to make this democracy stronger, constant, and ever enduring. May God will it so.